Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. And this is me, Kevin Treasure. And as you know, sometimes I like to teach, sometimes I like to preach. And this podcast is really about the power of words, helping people win with the power of their words. But it's coming up, I've been preaching a little sermon about the Holy Spirit, how there is a desperate need for the Holy Spirit in our churches and our lives, in the body of believers, amen. We've got to give him free reign, amen. So the next three podcasts, the next three sessions really about the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit, how he's needed, amen. The church was birthed with power. So I hope you enjoy what I'm about to preach, amen. So the next three sermons, the next three podcasts are really going to be about him, because we need him, amen. He's our comforter, the teacher, the paracletos, and a called alongside one, amen. He's our counselor, amen. So you can never think that you're on your own. You're never on your own. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. He said he's going to send one just like him, amen. So he's given us the Holy Spirit. We have Christ in us, the hope of glory, and you are a habitation of God. So hold on to your seatbelts, amen. We're about to preach the gospel. I hope you are blessed.
The Bible says in Acts chapter 10, let me turn right there with you. The Bible said there was a man called Cornelius. He was a soldier, a Roman centurion. He was the enemy. Do you see where I'm going? You see the pattern in Jerusalem, Samaria, some people you're not going to really want to speak to. Do you remember I said to you at the beginning, and the Bible said that this man was an upright man. He gave to the Lord. He gave to people and he prayed to God earnestly. And you see, the Bible says he was visited by an angel and he said that prayers and their arms are come up before heaven as a memorial. Listen to me, don't stop praying. Don't stop giving. Don't stop doing good works. Don't stop doing what God has called you to do. He said it come up before God, before memorial. Now send man to Joppa and look for a man named Peter. And the Bible says he done it quickly. And Peter, listen to me, he didn't want nothing to do with Romans. He didn't want nothing to do with Gentiles. So Peter had to receive a vision and fall into a trance, not twice, but three times. I believe the book of Job says, God speaketh once, yet twice, but man perceiveth not in a dream and a vision. That's when he opens up man's understanding and sealeth his instructions. I believe the book of Job, and the Bible says that when he woke, he was confused, but the men were at the door and the Holy Spirit had to speak. He said, men seek thee, go with them doubting nothing, because I have spoken. So you see how some of us can be so entrenched in our ways and entrenched in our beliefs and our cultural ideology, and God is trying to break us out of it, because there's some people that need to be saved. He said, listen to me, there's some men at the door and they're seeking you. Go with them doubting nothing. So the Holy Ghost had to give him a vision, and the Holy Ghost had to speak to him out of the vision. And he said there were Gentiles. You know, we have nothing to do with Gentiles, but God had to speak to him. And some of us, God will have to speak to this year to get out of the way we've been trained. Some of our minds need to be renewed. Some of us are trained the wrong way, and God is saying I need you to break out of cultural ideals that you were taught. And God is saying I need to break into the things of the Spirit. Was the wind bloweth where it listeth, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. And God is saying, I need you to get on my train. I need you to get on my train of thought, the way I think, the way I do things. Just blow as I blow and go where I tell you to go. And the Bible says Peter went and he saw all the Gentiles there. And he said, you know, listen to me, we don't usually have any fellowship. And Cornelius told him what happened. Listen to me, I was visited by an angel that you're going to tell us a word. Listen to me, angels were not created to preach the gospel. We the onus is on us to preach the gospel, to let people know that Jesus Christ died and Jesus Christ rose again. And there's no name given in heaven that a man might be saved except through the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And he said his little sermon, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. And we are witnesses of all these things which he did both in the land of the Jews in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged upon a tree, whom God raised up on the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. This is Acts 10 and now 42. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that that is which was ordained of God to be judge of the quick and dead, and to him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. It didn't say anything about them repenting or anything about them saying a repentance prayer, but something had happened in the heart. How do we know? Next verse. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word of God, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak of tongues and magnify God. Let me tell you something now. The Holy Ghost is for everyone. Look at your neighbor and say, the Holy Ghost is for everyone. It's for me. It's for you. It's for our children. The Holy Ghost is for everyone. God is saying this to me. Preach Jesus Christ and let the Holy Ghost do the work. I'm going to say it again. Preach Jesus Christ and let the Holy Ghost do the work. Preachers, you want your churches to be filled. You want people to experience revival and renewal and restoration. Preach Jesus Christ. Don't preach your own message. Get alone with God. Say, God, what do you want me to speak to your people? It's the Holy Ghost that the church needs in these last days. It's the Holy Ghost that the church needs. The Bible says in Acts chapter 9, I'm just going through the book of Acts. Acts chapter 19, and it came to pass that while Apollos was in Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, listen to what he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto which were baptized? And they said unto him, John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues, and they prophesied. Let me tell you something now. There's so much to God than just speaking in tongues. God wants us to prophesy. He wants to give us the word of knowledge, working of miracles, gift of discernment, gifts of healing. Amen. Gifts of tongues, of interpretation. God wants us to walk in the fullness of his spirit, that Jesus Christ can be glorified. Amen. He laid his hands on him. This is what we're going to start doing in 2025 if you're not doing it already. Start laying your hands on God's people and getting them filled with the Holy Ghost. The Bible says in Ephesians 5, going back to the very beginning, and be not drunk with wine, whereas in excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always. So we've got to live a life of thankfulness. I heard a preacher once say, he that is thankful will have his tank full. Amen. So listen to me. Be thankful in everything. The Bible says in everything, give thanks, because that is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. We need to preach the gospel. Preach the Holy Ghost. get them filled with the Holy Spirit. God's people need an encounter. When God's people have an encounter, they're not going to be soon to fall away. They're not going to be soon to backslide. They're not going to be soon to walk away from God. Why? Because they've had an encounter with Jesus. Get people filled with the Holy Ghost. Before I end this program, there's a mighty man of God. Go and look him up if you don't know him already. John G. Lake. A man lived over 100 years ago. This man was American and he moved to South Africa, planted over 1,000 churches, so many miracles, so much a healing ministry that surpassed, that's still not even seen today by today's standards. These men were filled with the Holy Ghost. John G. Lake says one day he was there seeking the Lord and praying to God. He says he was visited by an angel. An angel visited him. He says the words of an angel were given to him in a vision of John G. Lake while he was pastoring in Portland, Oregon. In answer to a cry from Lake's heart, the angel took the Bible and opened the book of Acts. He called to attention the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, and then proceeded through the book, pointing out the great outstanding revelations and phenomena in it. Then the angel spoke these words: "This is Pentecost, and this alone will meet the necessity of the human heart, and this alone will have the power to overcome the forces of darkness." As the angel was departing, he said, "Pray, pray, pray. Teach the people to pray. Prayer and prayer alone, much prayer, persistent prayer, is the door of entrance into the heart of God." Church, be being filled with the Holy Ghost. It's the only way we're going to win in these last and evil days. It's the only way we're going to combat the forces of darkness and put to shame the tactics of the enemy. Being filled with the Holy Ghost. Father, I know there's some people out there, and some may be filled already, and some have been asking to be filled of the Holy Ghost. But as you put your hand on your belly, the Bible said, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. Holy Spirit, fill your people again. Fill them with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Touch your people now, from the crown of the head to the sole of their feet, Lord God. He said, with a stammering lip and with another tongue, I will speak to this people. God, I give you thanks and give you praise that even now, stammering lip is coming upon many, God. That you're filling your people with the Holy Ghost even now. God, I give you thanks and give you praise that they're stirring and feeling a stirring in their belly, Lord God. That even now, Father God, the Holy Ghost is falling upon your people in a supernatural way. God, I thank you for a fresh visitation. Fill your people with the Holy Ghost, God. Touch your people, Lord God. God, I thank you for the river of life flowing out of your people even now. God, I thank you for a fresh infilling, God, that wherever they are, Father, if they're in their bathroom, their bedroom, in the car, Father God, wherever they are at work, Father, wherever they're listening to on their earpieces, wherever they're listening to this podcast, fill your people with the Holy Ghost. God, there may be some people that don't even know about Jesus. Lord, if you're that person here and you haven't surrendered to Jesus, but you're listening to this podcast, you're not listening by accident or happenstance. You're listening because God wanted you to listen. You may be a backslider and you may have once walked with the Lord, or you go to church occasionally, but you haven't fully surrendered to Him. You haven't given Him everything. God is saying, it's time to give me everything. Because let me tell you something now. One thing I know for sure. The Bible says that the same word that overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, the Bible says the same word is reserved for this world in judgment. Amen. We're living in the age of grace. That means unmerited favor that we didn't deserve, could not earn, could not afford, and could not buy. It's the age of grace. It's by grace that we are saved. Through faith is a gift. You cannot work for it. You just simply need to receive it. Repent and say, God, come into my heart. You see, God will allow many people to go to hell, but they have to stumble over the cross and His grace to get there. And we as preachers, the onus is on us to tell people the truth. You have been forgiven. The gospel of grace is, you have been forgiven. You don't need to work for righteousness, cannot earn it. You simply need to repent and put your trust in the finished work of the cross of Calvary. When we see the cross, you don't need to wonder whether God loves you. God has shown you and demonstrated His love by sending Jesus Christ to take what we deserved. They whipped Him, they beat Him. He was more marred than any other man. He was led there naked on the cross. They pierced his hands. They pierced his feet. But he done it for me and for you. He hung there for hours in the sweltering sun of Jerusalem for me and for you. And when God sees the cross, listen to me, he sees the forgiveness. He says, if you accept my son, you're forgiven. So you need to put your trust in Jesus. You need to repent. That simply means a change of direction. Say, God, I repent from God. I'm going to put my trust in Jesus. The Bible says, if we believe in our heart the Lord Jesus and confess with our mouth, we shall be saved. Because if the heart man believes and with the mouth confession is made unto righteousness. Put your trust in Jesus, because he's coming again soon. And one day we're going to wake up and the world is going to change in a millisecond. The rapture will come and the church will disappear. And those people are cursing the church and taking fun of Christians and saying all kinds of things. They're going to cry. And I believe that is going to be the greatest revival that will ever happen. But you're going to have to go through tribulation. God is saying, I don't want you to go through that period of time. Because Jesus himself said, if you look in Matthew 24, amen, he himself said, isn't me, there's going to be a time coming in the earth there's never been before or ever will be. It's a time of not just tribulation, but great tribulation. But preacher, you're scaring me. The Bible says, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. I'm persuading you that you don't have to go down that path. The Bible says, broad is the road and wide is the gate that leads to destruction, and many are on it. But the Bible says, narrow is the way and straight is the gate that leads to eternal life, and very few are on it. Be part of the few. If you're ready, if you're ready, if you're ready, say with me, Heavenly Father, forgive me. Forgive me of every sin. Wash me with the blood of your son, Jesus. Come into my heart, God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to live a life that is pleasing unto you. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I repent. I put my trust in you. And I believe that Jesus Christ has saved me from my sin. Help me to live a life that is pleasing unto you. And teach me your way. Lord, I thank you for saving my soul. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you said that prayer with me, let me know. Email me, write to me, contact me, contact us. Let us know, amen, the good things that God is doing. Wherever you're listening, you may be listening from a different part of the world, all over the world. Find yourself. If you haven't got a Bible, get yourself a Bible. My heartbeat is souls, because that's God's heartbeat. Yes, I'm a pastor. Timothy was a bishop, but Paul told Timothy, do the work of an evangelist. And I truly believe every single one of us should be doing the work of an evangelist. Get yourself a Bible. Get yourself a Bible. Amen. That is now your best friend. Find yourself a spirit-filled, Bible-believing church and sit under good teaching that you may grow and become a disciple of Jesus Christ. Not just a Christian, become a disciple of Jesus Christ and grow in the grace of God and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. This has been me, Pastor Kevin Treasure, helping you win with the Word of God. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality of me, your host, Kevin Treasure. I can never end my broadcast without letting people know about the love of God in Christ Jesus and giving you an invitation to give your heart to the Lord. The Bible is true. His infallible word is from everlasting to everlasting. Jesus Christ came. He was born of a virgin. He done miracles, signs and wonders. He died for our sins. No one took his life, but he gave it up freely for me and for you. He took what we deserved. Amen. But more importantly, he rose again triumphantly. Amen. And the Bible says, if anyone calls upon the name of the Lord, we shall be saved. But you've got to repent. Repentance simply means a change of direction, a change from going your way and putting your trust in his way. So it's simple to be saved. You simply say, listen, Father, I repent. Forgive me of every sin. Wash away my sins. Come into my heart. I make Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and teach me to do your will. Write my name, yes, in the Lamb's Book of Life.
and teach me to do your will. If you said that prayer, welcome into the family of God. Jesus Christ is Lord. Write me, email me, text me, get in contact with me. Let me know about this wonderful life you have in Christ. We do support. We do appreciate your support. If you can support the ministry in any way, financial, so I can get the gospel out, because my heartbeat is souls. My heartbeat is souls for the kingdom of God. Yes, I write books. I preach the gospel. I preach it out in the streets, preach out in churches. But my heartbeat, God's heartbeat, is souls. So if you're willing to partner with me, please give. Look at the details in the section. But please give. If you cannot give, at least pray. Amen. Prayer is free. So at least make a promise to pray for me. Pray that God will open doors of utterance, that I may boldly proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ in demonstration of miracles, signs, and wonders. Thank you for tuning in. Be blessed until we meet the next time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.